And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hook Up. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hook Up is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hook Up, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hook Up, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
And good morning, anglers. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin. And we have a great show for you today. Captain Aliar Hajinabi from the Polaris Supreme and Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez, the C4th duo here today. Going to be a great show. Talking some fishing here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Coastal Conservation Association counts on people like you to help protect angling. One way to help and become a conservation hero is to sign up for Contribute to Conservation. This program allows you to automatically donate as little as $10 per month with no contract and the ability to opt out at any time. For a limited time, receive a CCA t-shirt and sports fishing calendar when you sign up. Visit ccacalifornia.org today.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And
yeah,
a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day here in Southern California, and it's a beautiful day here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hook Up here right next to the San Diego Landings. A couple of great guests. Captain Aliar Hajinabi, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and the one and only world-famous Jim Hughes. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Hey.
I don't know about world-famous.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, you're...
Just gold.
Maybe infamous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Aliar, congratulations on the Polaris Supreme.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a amazing thing that you just acquired, huh?
Yeah, really excited.
Yeah.
Really
that,
grateful.
That is really cool. Very exciting about that.
And it's kind of crazy to. It's going to be a beautiful sight to have that boat out of Seaforth, running out of Seaforth.
Yeah, I definitely like Seaforth a lot. It's like home, so
yeah,
really
yeah.
Excited to have it there.
Yeah. So tell us this is the first time on Let's Talk Hook Up. Tell us for our listeners your history in the sport fishing business.
Well, I grew up in Dana Point, so I started working on the boats there when I was 13, 14 years old, and when I turned 17, I started working on that Qualifier 105 when it was still here.
Really?
Yeah, so
wow.
I worked on there for about one season, and then...
Who was running the boat back then?
Joe Krisky.
Oh, Joe, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I worked with him. John ran the boat a little bit, and then from there, I went to back to Dana Wharf for a year, and then I went to the Shogun when Aaron started running the boat. So
okay.
I worked over there with Aaron and Cole, and then from there, I went and fished commercial squid for a few years, and then went back to Dana Wharf, ran the Real Fun, Some Fun, Clemente.
Wow.
And then from there, I went and... was on the Pacifica for the last year and a half, 2 years.
Wow.
So running that with Andrew. So that was
been
cool.
Doing this stuff for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's it like having your own boat now and one of the real stars of the San Diego fleet?
It's really comfortable.
Yeah.
It's going to be comfortable for everybody. So.
Great. Yeah. And Jim, you've been doing a lot of work helping at Aliar. What's it like having Jim on a boat with
you? He's a wealth of knowledge. Anything I need, he's already done it before, so it's really easy.
Yeah.
I learn a lot.
Yeah. I mean, he's a busy guy, too, between the Polaris Supreme, the Cortez, and then the Royal Polaris, all the work he does on the Royal Polaris. How do you get? You got lucky getting him involved.
Super lucky.
Huh? Yeah.
Super lucky.
Jim, what kind of project was the Polaris Supreme, or is the Polaris Supreme?
The boat, in general, is in very, very good shape. You know, I mean, really, really good shape. We had to do, you know, we did some replumbing, we did some new radio equipment, some rewiring, and we went through the bottom inspection. We had the boat hauled out here the last few weeks, got it repainted. Did it went through our
complete repaint, right?
Yes, completely repainted.
Wow.
And then they had our Coast Guard inspection for bottom, then we got our topside inspection tomorrow. And should be get a good clean bill of health and she's ready to rock and roll.
And when are you going fishing, Aliar?
Hopefully this Friday.
This Friday.
Wow.
All
so.
Right, yeah. And there's been some action. I know Shogun and American Angler have been out, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and what's been going on with those guys?
Well, I saw this morning. Yesterday we were busy with boat works. I didn't talk to anybody, but I saw this morning that angler had a couple fish. So
yeah,
we're excited to go. If we get seven, we'll go. We'll go with seven. So
seven people.
Yeah, we'll go with seven.
So what's the load on the Polaris Supreme? I know it's a limited load, long range style vessel.
Yeah, 24.
24 max.
Yeah, max.
Stateroom accommodations.
Yeah, we have 12 two-man staterooms.
So two people per stateroom max.
Yeah, some of them are real big, too.
Yeah, they are. I've spent a lot of days on the Polaris Supreme. It's a super comfortable boat.
Yeah.
And so what's going to be the schedule?
We're going to do anything from day and a half to 10-day trips. Coming up this spring, a lot of day and a half and three-day trips.
So that's what's happening on Friday is day and a half.
Day and a half trip, yeah. We're going to do a 6 p.m. departure. We'll do a light dinner for everybody on the way out, too. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
and you have a couple great chefs.
Yeah, we have Abe and Glenn. They've been on the boat for a few years, so
yeah,
we're excited to work with them.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And you handpicked your crew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You have some great guys of lots of experience.
Yeah, a lot of them have been with me since they were like 14 or 15.
So, really?
Yeah, a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Moving up and down the coast with you?
Yes. Tanner's fished squid with me, been on the half-day boat with me, the Pacifica, so same with Dan. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right, you've seen it all, Jim. What's your impressions on this new regime on the Polaris Supreme?
A very, very aggressive attitude. You fished with Aliar when he was on the Pacifica this last season, and he doesn't talk too much, but he's on fish, it seems like, and he's moving that boat around a lot, and he did very, very well in his days that he ran the boat. Him and Andrew would switch off days, and he's got an aggressive fish attitude, so that's what you need.
Yeah, and Captain Frank Lopresti's not going to be partnering with somebody that's not going to catch fish. We know that for sure, right?
Frank did his homework. He went around and asked everybody at the new Aliar and everything, and he got his recommendations. He backed them up 100%.
Well, look who's on the line, Ray from the American Angler with a fresh report. Good morning, Ray.
Hello, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, Ray.
Great. Your ears must have been burning.
Something like that. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great. We want to hear about your was it a day and a half trip?
Yeah. Hot off the press day and a half trip. Just got back with an awesome group of folks, and we were down looking for the get the party started once again with the whole bluefin scene, and lo and behold, we were able to actually have a couple opportunities at those what I'd call them trophy size bluefin. You know, obviously we welcome any size. The last couple of weeks we're out, we've seen nothing but those 80 to 100 plus pounders, you know, so they're out there. You know, we actually were able to get on to a couple schools and have a couple opportunities. We actually had a sundowner, legitimate sundowner last night. We were jumping all around the boat, these big 100 pounders, and we were hooked. I think we ended up hooking six of those out of that stop, and we got a 180 pounder and an 80 pounder. And a couple other heartbreaks, but yeah, opportunities definitely around. You know, we definitely this time of year is a little bit different for us because we don't have as much coverage. But you know, we're able to get some stuff located and had a little bit of yellowtail action throughout the day. And yeah, we're excited, trying to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, so what were the signs like? You see a lot of fish?
You know, driving around, there were times where we saw bits and pieces, you know. We're kind of trying to be selective to find the right one. And, you know, throughout the day, I think we ended up seeing three what I'd call legitimate schools. So I felt pretty good about it, you know, just to kind of keep us in the area. And, yeah, like I said, it's just a little bit tough for this time of year, just trying to be, you know, be one of the only two guys there. So it was encouraging. It was encouraging.
Encouraging signs. That's good. And it is still March. Don't forget, it's not even April yet. So we're still early. And what were the hot ticket for the when you hooked the six? What was the deal?
You know, I'd say I think we had one fly line bite, and the rest of them actually we ended up having 9 bites total throughout the day. And out of the 9, I think we had one fly line bite on 50 pound that didn't last too long. And then we also had most of them were on the sinker rigs on 50 and 60 pound as well. But, you know, if you guys are coming out, I would definitely highly encourage to make sure you guys hit up the guys at the tackle office and just make sure that you're rigged up correctly or have the right rig. You know, I would recommend anywhere from 60 to 80 pound probably with the sinker rigs now that we kind of see what we're up against down there. I'm sure those 60 and 80 pounders, 50 pounders, they're around. It's just we just haven't really seen too much action on those things. But definitely a sinker rig and a 60 or 80 pound, and obviously your 50 pound fly line to go along with it.
How was your weather?
You know, we had a little bit of breeze to deal with, but it wasn't too bad. We've seen a lot worse for sure. But, you know, once we got drifting and we had the fish jumping around the boat, no one even noticed.
Yeah, and it looks like we have a really nice week of weather coming up here, and hopefully it's starting a trend, a pattern here of getting
away from this wind. We sure hope so. This springtime wind, it's kind of been battling a little bit, but you know we're fishermen, so we welcome it.
Yeah. So what's next for the American Angler?
We got a day and a half coming up this weekend, so I think there's still a few spots left. So you guys can call Lori at the office at 619-223-5414 and jump on and try to get the ball rolling with us. And you guys could also visit her on the website, which is AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
All right.
So
hey.
we got day and a half coming up on the weekends, and I think we're going to start throwing some trips midweek as well too.
Some day and a half midweek.
Yeah, I think we got a couple day and a half coming up midweek towards April, and I think we also have a 3-day in April as well too. So
okay. All right.
Take a look out. Yeah, keep an eye out for that one.
Time to go fishing. Well, thanks for that fresh report. Nice to hear from you, Ray, from the American Angler, fresh off the water. It's good. It's good stuff.
Oh yeah, he's going to get a lot more coverage next weekend too. There's going to be a few more boats.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Good weather and more coverage and get the ball rolling, like I say.
All right, Ray. Thanks for the report. Great to hear from you.
No worries.
Yeah. All right. Good way to start things. So, Aliar, did you get you fired up?
That's got to get you fired up.
Yeah, man. Ready to go.
Yeah. That's legit, man. He hooked quite a few out of that school, but it sounds like problem is light line, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about it? What would you tell your passengers differently about when you get into that school so that you can, instead of hooking six and getting two, how do you stop that? I mean, it's kind of a hard deal. Like, you want to get a bite, but you also want to put the fish on the deck, right?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Those fish are just tough in general, but last couple of years I learned with just sinker rig fishing, you can get away with 80 pound.
Yeah.
So 80 pound fluoro, and just try to start with that at least, you know, for those bigger fish. Seems like when you're fishing the sinker rig, you can get some bites on 80 pound versus if you're fly lining, it'd definitely be 50 or 60, but sinker rig fishing, you can get away with 80 pound, it seems like.
Jim?
I'm full in agreement with the sinker rig. You can use a little bit heavier line, but it goes back to also, you got to get a bite before you can lose them.
You got to get a bite. Yeah, that's the problem,
you
know, right?
You go, you're too heavy a line, hard to get a bite, and on the other side, if you go too light a line, you can get a bite every time and not get one.
Not get one, you know? Yeah. So, tell us about the Cortez. You're geared up, ready to roll.
We're doing our boat work at the same time.
So yeah,
we got probably another couple of weeks here to get everything done. Get the carpet going and everything else. So we just got our boat out of the yard also. So we're probably 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away before we're ready to really get with it.
And then what are you going to do?
Then we're going to hopefully get a couple trips online and see if we can put some trips together, like a couple of charter master trips together.
So. Yeah, and you have, I mean, you have such a loyal following on the Cortez. I mean, probably a lot of your charters are already done, right?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. People are ready to go fishing.
Yeah.
It's shown by the amount of people that are chartering the boat this year. Openings are very limited right now.
But you still have some openings.
We have a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like early June, late May.
Yeah. Which was good times last year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So speaking of charters, Player Supreme, you guys, now it's kind of almost like a fresh slate, really, for you. So if somebody's looking to charter a really terrific boat, you do have some charter opportunities available,
right? Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and how do they do that? How do they get a charter?
Well, you can call Mike's retiring, so Lindsay Montoguillo is going to be your new office person. That's actually Renee's wife from the Shogun.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So really excited to have her. And you can give her a call at 619-706-3634.
Okay.
So you can talk to her.
That's going
to
be the
She's taking over this morning.
Yeah.
This morning?
Yep.
Okay.
And so she'll have everything all ready to rock and roll.
And then the website's been revamped.
Yeah. It's all ready to go.
Yeah.
You can online book on there. So.
Yeah. So all the setup trips. But if you have a particular charter you want to talk to.
Lindsay. Yeah.
Lindsay.
I talked to Lindsay. You
can
book online at Seaforth, too. We have some day and a half and 3-day trips on.
Okay.
So seaforthlanding.com.
Yeah.
Well, so you can call Marcos at Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
Marcos from the radio.
Marcos from the radio.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, Pete, are you kidding me?
Fired up, Corey?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, having a Polaris Supreme out of Seaforth is a really, really cool deal. You know,
Adam's getting full there.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, coming from Fisherman's and going over to Seaforth, all that free parking too, right, Aliar?
Yep.
So we've got Aliar Hajinabi in studio from the Polaris Supreme. I mean, doesn't roll off the tongue so smoothly and easily because it's so new, you know what I mean? And Jim Hughes from the Cortez, we're going to be on air for the next couple hours. We have a fun 2 hours. Line's already lit up, and you know why, Pete?
Why, Corey?
Because we are giving away a day and a half trip on the Polaris Supreme.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And if that wasn't enough, another lucky caller is going to win 2 half-day passes out of Seaforth also. So
very nice. Two consolation prize.
Two lucky callers. You want to give us a shout? 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead, follow local public health guidelines, and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And again, you want to give us a shout? We have Ali R. from the Player Supreme, newly out of Seaforth, excited. And Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez. We're giving away a day-and-a-half trip on the Player Supreme. Really big deal. And another lucky caller is going to win two half-day passes out of Seaforth. Give us a shout, 213-432-1090. Or you can text the show via the app. And
super, texts are pouring in right now.
Super easy download. It's easy to do.
Yeah, get on the app and text us a question or a comment, and we'll do our best to get them on the air. We've received a lot of texts and a lot of phone calls.
And it's only a one-way deal. So
it's a one-way deal, But just go to the Let's Talk Hookup app, text the show, and you'll be good. So let's jump into it, Corey.
I like it. Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John Cole from Huntington Beach. Good morning and welcome to the show this morning, John.
Hey, good morning. Great talking to you guys. And I got a couple of questions for Ali R. First of all, can you explain the crew, like how many guys you have, how many captains, how many deckhands? And then the second question is, what kind of powertrain is in the boat now? Is it pretty fast compared to some of the others? And then the last question is, assuming we catch a bunch of albacore this year, how would you guys take care of the fish once they hit the deck? Is there RSW? How do you guys normally take care of them?
Yeah, so good morning, John. Oh, we run with a total crew of seven, so we have two captains, three deckhands, and two chefs. But this year we have four or five different licenses, so most trips you're going to get three or four captains.
Wow.
Yeah, so quite a few licenses on the boat. And then
now who's your second ticket?
So I got this kid named Tanner Sears. He's been with me for a long time. Yeah. Another kid, Dan Hunter, he's been with me for a while. So, and then we have another guy named Reed. He's got his license as well. So,
wow.
Quite a few licenses on the boat, but a total of seven, your two chefs. And as far as the power goes, we just rebuilt one of the generators. It's the same two generators that the boats had, the same two mains the boats had, but we tuned the other two mains up and we tuned our other generator up, but we have one freshly rebuilt generator. And as far as your fish go, pretty standard. When your fish hits the deck, we spike it, we bleed it, and then we drop it in our RSW system. We try to keep that water between 30 and 32 degrees, but pretty much standard, and make sure that well is running good. And we flood the wells on the Supreme, which on the other boats, the day and a half boats and stuff, you spray, and this one we fully submerge the well with a 32 degree seawater, so your fish don't slosh around as much and stuff like that. So we'll be flooding the well on every trip.
Yeah, the real long range.
Yeah,
that's going to be great.
And the main engines. Oh, the main
engines, luggers.
Are they luggers?
They're luggers, and they just got tuned up as well.
Jim Hughes spent a little time in that engine room.
Yeah, no, everything's in good shape, and the engine's been running really, really good. Everything's ready to rock and roll. The luggers are the big inline sixes, so
yeah,
they've been around for a while.
Yeah,
but
they
were.
Seeing,
yeah, they work
awesome.
Good.
Yeah. All right, hey, book a trip on PolarisSupreme.com or give a call. We'll give the phone number again.
It's at 619-706-3634. Talk to Lindsay.
And that's for charters or longer trips. You can actually book online either on the website or at Polaris or at Seaforth Sport.
Yeah, you can go.
Shorter trips, right?
Yeah, PolarisSupreme.com or SeaforthLanding.com. Or if you have any questions for Lindsay, she'll be happy to answer anything.
Okay,
you
know, yeah. She lives the world.
Good. Yeah.
She knows.
She knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for getting us started here. Thanks a lot for the call. We have a great text from Darren in Huntington Beach. If you run this Friday, what's the cost and when will you return to port?
So we're going to leave at 6 p.m. on Friday. The cost is going to be $450. That includes your meals. Permits are additional. And we'll probably it depends where we're going to fish, you know. I don't think we're going to get in at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. We'll probably fish a little bit longer, depending on where we're fishing, flatfall fishing or something, look around. So
sure.
I'd say we'd be in between 8 and 10 in the morning.
Okay.
So
all right. So an extended day and a half because you don't have a trip afterwards.
Yeah, we don't have a trip afterwards, and we'll just...
You want to catch some fish.
Yeah, we really want to.
Yeah.
He's itching, man. He wants that first trip to be a bonanza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you taking Jim Hughes with you on that first trip?
He wants to go.
and how cool is that? I mean, you can call now and book that trip and be one of the first... guys on the boat or gals.
Yeah, we'll go for seven. Like, if we get seven people, we'll go. So.
Going to go. Wow.
Yeah.
And that's leaving this Friday.
Friday, 6 p.m.
6 p.m., yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Pretty good. And you book that, again, either through Seaforth Sport Fishing or PolarisSupreme.com?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. You can go on either one. So.
All right. That's a good price for a fully loaded, maximum of 24 people, all your meals included, $450.
Mm-hmm. And we'll do dinner on the way out as well. So.
Nice. All right, so come hungry.
Yeah.
And not to look too far ahead, but the weather looks dynamite.
Really dynamite. Yeah.
I mean, for that day and a half period, yeah.
This whole week looks like
beautiful.
It's good. We need one of these whole weeks of good weather, you know, to get everything started.
Yeah.
These on and off high and lows coming in, you know.
Bring them up, push them down.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have
a stretch of good weather. Yeah. Look at the Coronado Islands.
Absolutely.
They're starting to bite, you know, and it's that time of year.
It's an exciting time of the year. I love it. I mean, even inshore, it's the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's a changing of the season.
I love it.
That's what it is.
Are you seeing colder water offshore right now or than normal? Or is it about
it's been pretty cold up, especially up to the north here and around the San Clemente and stuff like that, and down below. This is definitely, well, what I see is 1-2 degrees centigrade lower.
Lower.
Than it has been
the last
5, 6, 7 years.
But that's okay. I mean,
there's nothing wrong with it.
I love it. Because it's bait fish.
Yes,
it's
fish food.
Yes.
It's fish food.
And there's so much bait around, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere.
Everybody has seen it all the way from Channel Islands all the way down.
It's a healthy component of the Southern California bite. It is.
Absolutely.
Okay, Jim, I dare ask, albacore? Colder water?
I'm not saying it, but there's some fish down there 700-800 miles southwest.
Oh, really?
Oh, I did see it. Huh?
Yeah, you did say that. Yeah.
We're
according to the long line guys.
We're the last handful, 8 years, they've been more to the west.
More to the west, yeah.
Oh, my
God. This is a different pattern.
Yes, it's definitely the loops dropped down a couple, 300 miles.
Oh, boy. Okay. It could happen.
The door's open.
The door is okay. We like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Aliar wouldn't complain about that.
No.
Yeah. Were you around during the albacore years?
Very little.
Yeah, I was going to say. You're a little young for that. Yeah.
Jim
was around for the albacore years.
A couple of them.
Corey and I have been around for the albacore
years.
Oh, yeah.
And it just brings a different level of excitement. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, the 200-pound bluefin, are you kidding me? It's historical.
Yeah.
But the albacore just get people lathered.
They do.
Yeah.
They absolutely do.
Yeah, anyway.
All right. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones. They want to talk.
I'm a little lathered.
Yeah.
Fred from Sun City, welcome to the show this morning. We appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Fred.
Well, let's try another one.
Let's do it. Let's try Don. Don from Woodland Hills. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Can you hear me?
We got you,
Don.
Thank you for joining
us,
Don.
Well, Jim, you said the A word, so I can just tell by the studio voices going up a couple octaves. Everybody's excited already.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hey, Aliar, congratulations on the new boat. So my question for you is you've worked boats, obviously, for many, many years. What's different by being the owner?
Good question.
Yeah, thanks for congratulating me. Now, I was the owner on that Pacifica, too. I owned a third of it. And ever since I was younger, I think I was always told to just act like it's yours. So I just keep working hard, and it's kind of like since I was younger, I just always acted like a boat's mine. And so I just keep working hard every day, and it hasn't really, I don't think it's really hit me yet, but yeah, but I just keep going, so.
That's a legendary boat. You're taking over some serious legendary situation there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. How long did Tommy and Susan Rothery own that boat?
Oh, wow. Quite a while. 35 years.
Yeah.
40 years, yeah.
Yeah, long time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and here you are.
Yeah.
Another 35 years or so.
I hope so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Great text from Glenn in Fallbrook. Any plans for 2022-23 to do trips longer than 10 days? Do you now or will you have permits to go to Guadalupe?
Guadalupe thing's still in the air right now.
Yeah.
That's still up in the air.
Yeah. But it's possible. If Guadalupe opens.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They'll be all over it.
Yeah.
But. And you know, then, as far as his schedule, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Anything longer than 10 days, or you just...
Not right now, just 10 days is the longest.
Yeah, you can do pretty much everything you need to do in 10 days.
Yeah, he's done... Well, Tommy did 23-day trips on that thing.
Wow.
To Clipperton.
Sure. Yeah, long ones. You can do it.
Yeah.
You can go down to Hurricane Bank and
absolutely.
You're licensed to do that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Fully licensed. Mm-hmm. Now, when you go down there, do both the licenses have to have an extension, what's the deal on that Coast Guard wise?
Not for that area, okay. Not for the bank or in the islands like that. As far as for Clipperton, yes.
Yes.
But as far as those ones, no.
Yeah. So you guys, So with your crew now, you could do whatever you need to do here.
Yeah, absolutely.
With that. So, but that the kind of the whole theme of the Polaris Supreme is going to be 10 days or less.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, great. Let's jump back on the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Ryan. Ryan from Irvine. Thanks for joining us this morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I just want to start off by saying my brother and I are excited to have Captain Aliar for the Polaris Supreme. We are big-time fans of that boat. We love fishing that boat. For my question, when I see the sport boats flying out the kite, I see like two ways. I see they on the leader line, they attach nothing but the balloon and let it fly out, or they'll have two setups clipping it onto the main line. What's the difference between both of those riggings, and when will you use one over the other?
You're talking about like fishing a balloon versus a kite?
Yeah.
So typically when we're fishing, like if we see a school, we'll start off with sliding on the fish and try to get the kite out. And sometimes if we have a good school and we're getting lots of bites, we'll fish the balloon versus the kite. But it depends. Sometimes we put a balloon on our kite if there's not enough wind. And if there's a lot of wind, we can fish the Boston kite where we don't need a balloon on it. So it's always changing, you know. Sometimes you'll see us driving around. We'll have two kites in the air and, like, five or six balloons tied up to the stanchions. And what we're doing is if there's good fish around or we're getting a stop where we're upswell the fish and they just keep coming through, we just try to get as many bites as we can. And sometimes you get on enough fish where you can have two kites going and four or five balloons on the bow where you can just keep five or six fish hooked up.
Wow.
It's all changing. We got to adapt to what's going on. Every day is different. Every school is different. So it's a lot going on, but it's very fun. So.
But you're ready for it all, and that's what I mean. Listening to what you're saying, I'm trying to envision.
He's been there.
I'm trying to envision it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just you just got that bluefin so much fun because you can catch it 24 hours of the day, so you can't ever stop. You know, it's like fishing that yellowfin down below. You know, they fish at night, so it's consistently just being ready for what's going on. You have a slow day, well, you can save it by having a really good night.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
hey, thanks a lot. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call. Captain Frank Lopresti's on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Good morning. I just thought I'd give you a little report on Crazy Roy, okay?
Crazy Roy, all right. Tell us.
He's doing very well. They're now to the point where they have to release Wahoo. They can't keep anymore.
Wow.
So That's awfully good fishing, all at Hurricane Bank. Excellent, excellent wahoo fishing. Tuna fishing, he's got a couple over 200, mainly catching 80 to 140, 150s, and he's having an excellent, outstanding trip, okay?
Wow. So, like, excellent wahoo fishing, too?
I told you they're releasing wahoo. Does that tell you what's going on?
They're releasing wahoo. That's good wahoo fishing.
They can't eat anymore.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. That sounds like a heck of a trip. Now, what about Renee on the Shogun?
Renee yesterday hooked a couple of bluefin, had some yellowtail. And, you know, it was sloppy weather yesterday. And you know, that's going to make the difference this week. With this nice weather coming on, the water warming up a little bit, it's going to be a heck of a lot different. He basically had a few yellowtail and rockfish yesterday, and today he's fishing the Coronado Islands. It's a two-day trip, so he gets in at 5 o'clock tonight.
Oh, wow.
The other thing I wanted to mention, you know, as you mentioned earlier, Jim is just a wealth of knowledge and just been a wonderful help on the Polaris Supreme. And that's Jim's MO. And when anybody is around that landing that needs help, he's there to help. And I got to say, in all the different people that I've tried to help get into a boat, I've never had anybody do any more than Aliar has. Aliar has been amazing. And, you know, as Jim mentioned earlier, he doesn't talk a lot, but I'll tell you what he does do is he produces. And I'm really proud to have him on that boat. And, you know, the boat is actually filling up very well. Obviously, we've got openings in April and May. I saw yesterday that we actually have a three-day in August that has plenty of room.
Wow.
Whereas most of the trips are full.
Yeah.
But June has plenty of openings. So those people that are interested, I really don't think you could even start to go wrong with Aliar. That guy is a fishing fool, okay?
That's sounds great.
Exciting.
Good
thank
words.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Frank. And yeah, if Frank's telling you that story and getting Jim involved, you know that's a real deal. So I can't believe that there's spots available on a three-day in August. All of the top boats are pretty much stuffed right now, right?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And our August is full, too. But I just happened to notice last night there's one three-day. I'm not sure what happened with it. Maybe somebody had it as a charter and couldn't do something. I don't know. But there is a three-day there in August. September is completely full. A couple openings in October. November is pretty full. Even December is coming along. And, you know, with that fishing the way it was this year, we're going to schedule a three-day trip and a day-and-a-half trip right after January 1st because this year you could have caught bluefin all the way to the 15th of January. So we're going to add a couple more trips in there, too.
All right. That sounds good. Allie, are you ready for that?
Yeah, we're ready.
The other one, other thing I want to mention, I am willing to bet money. So if you want to make a bet with me, I'll go as high as $100 with you, Pete. We will have a Guadalupe permit this year.
No, I'm awesome. Not betting against that. I'm all for it, man. I can't wait to go back to Guadalupe. So it's looking pretty good.
Yes, looking very, very positive.
All right, and for the Polaris Supreme, is that a possibility for the future too?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. All right.
Absolutely.
I know Royal Polaris and Shogun have the permits, and so Polaris Supreme
and
also.
And so does the Polaris Supreme does too. They've got the. There's two permits, and all three boats have the half that they need, and the other part is coming along very well.
Okay. Good news. You excited about that, Aliar?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, Frank, thank you for putting this together. We sure appreciate it. We're very excited about the Polaris Supreme. Of course, Aliar and your involvement in the boat, and Seaforth and John Yamati over there, and Jim, the whole gang. It just really feels like an amazing opportunity for anglers to get on a fantastic operation this year.
And not have to worry about parking either.
There you go. Yeah.
The most beautiful part.
Yeah. Well, great, Frank.
All right, you guys. Take care.
Yeah. Hey, on the Royal Polaris, any trips available coming up? Yeah, I know you have another long one coming up.
Yeah, and anybody that wants to go on those long ones next year better call soon because they're filling up very quickly. Some of the people that are on this trip right now have called their wives and we've already started receiving checks for next year. So
limit stop fishing, I can understand.
Yeah.
We have some Dan Hassen 3-day trips in June, and I noticed that there's a couple. There is some openings. There's a day and a half trip in June with quite a few openings. And other than that, there's an 8-day trip in June with two openings. And then I think Corky Yokoi's trip got probably one of the most popular trips, 8-day trip in late August. It's got two openings. You just have to look at the schedule, and there's a little bit there if somebody wants to jump on the RP, okay?
Sounds great, Frank. Sure appreciate that. Thanks for all that you do, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Well, thank you guys for all you do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Frank.
Oh, thank you. That's some great information. We're going to be right back with more great information on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote for your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventure and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We showed up, enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it was time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure to mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last long, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, we're talking bluefin and offshore fishing. You have to talk about Talica. Talica, the line of reels, there's nothing like it. And you match that with one of those Therese rail rods, you've got a fish-fighting machine. Aliar, I'm sure on the Player Supreme, you love Talica. You got to love Talica, right?
Yeah, we have Talicas for rental gear.
For rental gear, yeah. At Seaforth and on the boat.
On the boat we do, yeah.
Yeah, on the boat,
and
yeah.
Seaforth, yep.
Yeah, that, and what would you recommend for this local bluefin right now?
But, you know, the Talica 20 is really good.
Talica 20.
We have the 25s on the boat. For that smaller grade fish, those 10s are really good. I mean, that whole lineup of reels is
my
favorite.
What do you like about
them? They're just so smooth.
Yeah.
The drags are so good.
Yeah.
They're my favorite reel.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Favorite. Talica.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
I bet Jim likes them, too.
Yeah, we like them.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Talica, choice of professionals there. Get them at your local Shimano dealer.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Can we talk about
Texas rolling through
possible Guadalupe and talking local bluefin?
You heard it from Frank. $100. I'm not taking that bet.
Hey,
I think it's going to happen, right, Jim?
Well,
would you take that bet?
Shouldn't. Would I take it? No.
No.
I've got to put Jim's name on it. He said albacore down in the Southwest. Oh, my gosh.
Eight.
7, 800 miles.
Yeah. Could be the year.
But to the Southwest. That's the most important part of it.
That's key.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, time to find out what's biting locally, right, Corey?
Absolutely. And sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch. Now with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers along with the amazing Poke Kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
And I got to tell you, it looks, you know, next Saturday, Sean and Kristen.
Is the move happening?
Sean and Kristen will be here in the studio in the world headquarters on the show on Saturday. And they're there. They're already there. And they're. I wouldn't be surprised if next Saturday he announces the grand opening at the shop there, the new shop.
They put in a lot of work.
Oh, my gosh. They put in so much. That place is beautiful.
And the parking is so friendly. Friendly in that area too, you know where they're moving to. Between the, but if you don't know, it's like the 8 freeway and the 5 where they meet right underneath by Perry's Breakfast
Cafe.
Right
across the street.
So while you're waiting your fish, you can go have Perry's.
Easy to get to freeways from any direction.
Yeah. Super easy.
And right down the end of Rosecrans. Just keep on trucking.
Easy to find. Yep. Yeah. The new Fisherman's Process is going to be great. And let's head up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, probably a place that Aliar is familiar with. Let's talk to Captain Brian Willie. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Brian.
Whoa, son! It's another one of those flashback Sundays!
Pika!
Chris! Good morning, Chris!
Hey, good morning! How you guys doing?
Hey, doing great! Nice to hear from you, Chris!
Awesome, awesome! Hey, I was listening to the show. Great show! Hey, Aliar, congratulations, Big Al. I gotta congratulate you on the Polaris Supreme. You have worked so hard to get to where you're at right now. Hey, guys, you gotta understand. I've known Aliar since he was a little kid when he first started here. He was a little grommet. And he's always just had a fire for fishing. Especially when it comes to tuna. I've never seen anybody get so fired up than Aliar. I mean, one time he stuck his head totally through the window when he saw a bunch of breaking fish. I mean, broke my window. I had to change it. That's how hardcore he is.
Oh,
he charges. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Hey, guys. Hey, proud of you, Aliar. Really proud of you. Well, hey, guys, here's what's going on. Here's the report. The half days, let's start with that. We got calico bass. They're targeting calico, sand bass, sheephead, sculpin, whitefish. You know, dropping down hook sizes has been very productive. Some of the people have been bringing out some of their own, like, shrimp and some clams and mussels, and it's been pretty productive for that. Even using those smaller hooks, you know, some people have even been using trout hooks, and it's been working. I was like, are you kidding me? The little size of that thing? And, yeah, it's been working.
Wow.
You know, prove me wrong. Yeah. But those little wire hooks, like number 4, stuff like that, it's been working really good for those sheephead. Now, guys, on the 3/4 days, it's been rock fishing. I mean, we've been hitting the reds. We've been hitting the picacho, assorted rockfish, you know, whitefish, sculpin, and stuff like that. A lot of the reds have been out there in the rockfish zone, and they're moving around from spot to spot. They're pretty much following the schools of bait. So once if you get on them, they'll bite for a little bit, then that bait moves on, and then you got to chase them down again. Kind of that thing. It's been par for the course here for the last couple of weeks. Guys, I talked to Captain Marcus Bailey on the Fury, doing the overnights. In fact, that's where Captain Brian Woolley is right now.
He's
taking his daughter Abby out fishing San Clemente Island there, and pretty much going on a meat hunt. I mean, they're catching some really big, good quality rockfish, some really big reds, picachos, assorted rockfish out there, big whitefish. You know, it's fill your freezer up kind of a deal.
Awesome.
And guys, you know, you want to hop on a boat here at Dana Wharf, you can give us a call at area code 949. 496-5794. You can look us up on the web, danawharf.com, and you can also friend us on Facebook. And you can even get our Dana Wharf Sport Fishing app, too. And in fact, get all the up-to-date information right there on your phone. So, guys, hop on a boat here. That's a really good really good fishing for this time of year. You got a transition from winter to spring, and it's doing really good.
It's our favorite time of the year, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks, Chris. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning, and we'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Great hearing your voice, Pika.
Great talking to you guys. And, oh, yeah, Aliar. I'm breaking out the Matthews Creek compound bow. I'm heading to Texas, and I'm going to go hunt some big boars and some big bucks.
All right. Go get them, Pika. Have fun.
Yeah, great.
Have a great week, guys. Good talking to you.
You too.
You too, Chris. Hey, and my favorite report of the week, our surf fishing guru, Gundy Gunderson. Good morning, Gundy.
How about that Southern California redneck you just heard, dude?
Yeah.
There it was.
Pika. That old goat never changes. I love Pika.
Yeah, absolutely, Gundy.
Hey, a little bit of a disappointing week, you know, less than ideal weather conditions, you know, lots of wind mixed with swell, kind of put anglers on the back foot. You know, the overall trend is good. We got a second Grunion run coming Tuesday, so, you know, it's just a matter of time. I think it's just the stubborn water temperatures, you know, we just have a lot of mid-50s, and I think when we come out of that, we get a little run of nice weather here. We're going to fly into action. Hook, line, sinker reported good barred perch fishing, and the barred perch fishing has been very good. Easy limits for most anglers up and down the coast. But most of the fish have been small, well under a pound. They did have a few fish that are ripening up there, so that's a good sign. That's a sign that the spawn is underway. Gaviota, Goleta, East Beach, Carpinteria kicking out limits there. Gulp sandworms, grubs, lugworms, mussel all working well. Wiley's held an Uptown Derby, and it was the same story, small fish. The group didn't weigh a fish over a pound. Good numbers with small fish. Couple of fish around the one-pound mark were ripe, so, again, there's another sign that the spawn's kicking up. And so the question is, where are those big hens? And I'm sure we'll see them here in the next week or so to come, you know, as the water warms up. Another Grunion run, like I said, was Tuesday, so look for that halibut to improve. Big fish reported. Good croaker action off Bolsa Chica and Huntington there. Some halibut along shoreline drives. Lugworms have been the top bait for the croakers. A few of the better spot fin were taken on ghost shrimp. Always a good bet there. Long cast outside the breakers is key to finding those fish schooled up. Catch and tackle reported a few halibut, lots of small perch on the peninsula beaches. You know, the water holding at about 56, 57 there. Hogan's reported the same, short halibut, small perch. A bright spot was the harbor where anglers scored some nice bass on small swim baits there. Pacific Coast reported weaker tides, slower fishing this week. A few halibut here and there, lots of smaller barred perch. But, you know, we have to look forward here, and I think we just need a stretch of fair weather. We've got real strong tides coming up this next week. We've got the Grunion run coming up. And I tell you, Pete, a couple degrees in the bump in the water on the beach, and we'll get going here.
All right. We're ready, huh?
Yeah.
You ready for that?
That's it.
I completely agree with you, Gundy. I mean, even though if the water's 56, 58, and it just bumps up 2 degrees and slicker weather like we're having this week, it's not only going to improve the bluefin offshore stuff, but for the surf fishermen, it'll be huge.
Absolutely.
Just hang on to your hat. It's coming.
Yeah. Good
Thanks
stuff,
that, Gundy. Sure appreciate that report. And we'll
I'd like to say, good luck to Aliar there. I've seen that kid growing up a long time. He's a good man, and he'll do really well with that boat. It's a fishy boat, and I wish him the best.
Thank you, Gundy.
Yeah, Gundy spent a lot of time on the Polaris Supreme.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, have a nice week.
All right, Gundy. Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that. Continue our catch report with Mr. John Ireland calling us live from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. Buenos dias, little Corey, I guess. Well, my report's going to be fairly short compared to Gundy's. You know, it's all about the yellowtail down by us right now.
Yellowtail?
Yeah, big yellowtail. Big yellowtail. Off the front, it's a good bite, you know, down by the lighthouse as well. But the boats are moving up all the way up to Serralvo Island, about an hour and 20-minute boat ride. But they're just limiting up there. Nice fish, average fish, 15 to 20 pounds, 245, 50-pounders, some nice big fish in there. But literally limits for everybody that's going up on the island, catching them. 68-degree water, which is perfect for the yellowtail. There's There's a good bite for Sierra as well, early in the morning right in front of the hotel. But really, the game is all about the Yellowtail. Everybody's rolling for them and going up. They're picking up some nice cargo mixed in with them, bouncing off the bottom. They're bouncing iron off the bottom and live caballito, really working for them.
Man, it sounds like some huge yellows too, John.
Yeah, big fish. You know, and not every year do we get them like it, but this year. This year has been an extraordinary year, really, really good yellowtail fishing. And because the water's staying right around, hovering right around 68 degrees, it should hold. The fish should hold around and stay for, gosh, I expect the next month anyhow. So
wow.
Looking good for the yellowtail.
Sounds fantastic. Well, if somebody wants to book a trip to Rancho Llanero, I know the spring, summer, and fall are filling up quickly. So now is the time to get on it. How do we get a hold of you at Rancho Llanero?
Thanks. Yeah, bookings are looking good. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLlanero.com.
All right. That sounds like a fun time, John. No safer trip, really.
Yeah. You know what? There's probably other fish out there, but everybody's just right on the yellowtail. That's the fish of the day for sure. Everybody's
hey, nothing wrong with that, man. Staying at the beautiful ranch, and yellowtail are secondary at that point, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Corey. Okay,
hey,
you guys.
You're great to hear from you, John. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Well, for sure. Gracias, all right. Amigos.
All right, thanks. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from the Player Supreme and the Cortez when we return on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.